This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Campaigning has ended for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. With this, curtains have come down on the poll campaign for the general elections. 57 parliamentary constituencies across seven states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on Saturday. These include 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 in West Bengal, 8 in Bihar, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Himachal Pradesh, 3 in Jharkhand and 1 seat in Union Territory of Chandigarh. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase of Lok Sabha polls. Campaigning has also concluded for assembly election to 42 seats in Odisha, along with by-elections to 6 assembly seats in Himachal Pradesh, which would be held on the same day. Top leaders of various political parties today intensified their efforts with last-minute rallies and roadshows. In Himachal Pradesh, Union Minister and senior BJP leader Nitin Gadkari and Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi campaigned in the state today. In Jharkhand, now political parties including the BJP, JMM, Congress, RJD and left parties have started door-to-door campaign, requesting people to cast their votes in favour of their candidates. Jharkhand Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said a number of measures have been taken at polling booths in view of the intense heat. Heavy deployment of security forces has been made to ensure free and fair polls. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least 20 people lost their lives while 15 others were injured after a bus carrying pilgrims rolled down into a deep gorge in the Tungi Mor area of Akhnoor subdivision in Jammu district this afternoon. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the injured have been shifted to sub-district hospital Akhnoor, from where the critically injured were referred to Government Medical College Hospital in Jammu. The bus was on its way from Jammu to Shivkhodi Cave in Riyasi district and was carrying pilgrims mostly from Uttar Pradesh. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the accident in Jammu. Prime Minister Modi also announced an exgratia of 2 lakh rupees to the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees to the injured. In Chhattisgarh, security forces have arrested 16 Maoists from different places of Bijapur district. Police claim that the arrested Maoists were involved in cases of IED blast and digging up of roads to prevent movement of security forces in the area. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has projected real GDP growth at 7% for the current financial year, with risks evenly balanced. In its annual report, the central bank said the Indian economy expanded at a robust pace in fiscal year 2023-24, with real GDP growth accelerating to 7.6% from 7% in the previous year. According to the annual report, the outlook for the Indian economy remains bright, underpinned by a sustained strengthening of macroeconomic fundamentals, robust financial and corporate sectors, and a resilient external sector. The income of the RBI in the financial year 2023-24 rose around 17% year-on-year due to significant rise in interest income from foreign securities, as per the central bank's report. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has announced the onset of southwest monsoon over Kerala and its advancement into most parts of northeast India today. Monsoon has arrived 2 days ahead of the normal onset date of the 1st of June. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD Director General Mrityunjay Mohapatra said the monsoon will cover the remaining parts of South India in the next 2 to 3 days. Heavy rain continues to lash Kerala, with severe waterlogging being reported in many districts. Orange alert has been issued in Alappuzha, Kottayam and Ernakulam, while all other districts remain under yellow alert. The state disaster management authorities have issued warning of landslides in hilly regions. Fishermen have been asked not to venture into the sea. On the heat wave, the IMD Director General said intensity of heat wave conditions is likely to reduce from today. Flash flood continues to wreak havoc in Manipur. Imphal city has been badly affected by the flood. Most of the roads leading to Imphal town have been submerged. Rajbhavan and surrounding areas have also been submerged in the water. The Manipur police, army, Assam Rifles, NDRF and SDRF have been pressed into rescue operations. And with that, we end this news bulletin.